And there are kinois which sort of straddle the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. So there are elements of both. Now, one of the dimensions of the Churban is how it began. It began, the process took place in stages. First, there was a siege. The siege of the Bayis Rishon took place on the 5th, on the 10th day of Teves. That is really the first of day of fasting, the first part of the process, the siege. The second part of the process was Shivasa B'Tammuz, when the walls were breached. So from the time of Asar B'Tavis until Shivasa B'Tammuz, the Jews living in Yerushalayim were living basically in lockdown. They could not go out, go in. They were stuck there. They were under siege. And it took, how was it, 5.5 months? It took 5.5 months until they broke through the walls. From Shivasa B'Tammuz for 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av, there were battles in the field in Yerushalayim until the enemy actually came and came into the Beis HaMikdash on really day 7 of Av, and day 8, and then day 9, they began to torture towards the end of the day, and it burnt on day 10. So we attribute the Churban Beis HaMikdash to day 9 of Av. That's the third part of the process. But even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were still survivors, and the Nebuchadnezzar permitted the people to live in Yerushalayim under their land, under the authority of a governor that he appointed, Gedaliah ben Achikam. And when he was assassinated by a jealous rival of Yishmael, what was his name? His name was Yishmael, on Tzom Gedaliah, on the third day of, approximately the third day of Tishrei, that's when everyone was terrified, what's going to happen now, and they abandon the land. Okay, so there are four parts to the process of the Churban. Let's focus now for a moment on the Churban Bayis Rishon. There was when the siege began, there was when the walls were breached, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and when the remaining surviving Jews left, abandoned, and just relinquished Kaviyachal. They relinquished the land, they ran away to Egypt against the advice of Yirmiyahu. Four stages to the Churban Bayis Rishon. Now, what I told you is not 100% accurate. It's subject to a machlokes between Rashi and between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate that the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim took place not on the 17th day of Tammuz, but on the 9th day of Tammuz. You'll ask why on the 9th, and this is what it says in the Bavli, this says in the Bavli, on the 9th day of Tammuz. So really, if we were to focus exclusively on the Churban Bayis Rishon, the four fast days should be the 10th day of Teves, when the city of Yerushalayim was under siege, the 9th day of Tammuz, which was Friday. Friday should have been a Tainis Sibur, and it's not a coincidence that the Sreifa Satalmud, which was a major Churban, did indeed take place on the 9th day of Tammuz. It was not a coincidence, because according to the Bavli, according to what it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Churban, the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim happened on the 9th day of Teves. On the 9th day of Teves, which happened to also be Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. And although for generations, when we preserve the Sreifas HaTalmud, the focus is on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, which is not necessarily the 9th day of Tammuz. It cannot be ignored that the actual Sreifas HaTalmud, the year that it occurred, was indeed on the 9th day of Tammuz, the same exact day when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. There is an association between the Chumash Yerushalayim and the Torah Shebal Peh. And in fact, you know, it says in Chazal that Hashem was going to make a Chumash Shel Eish. The Eish, that there will be a wall of fire. A wall of fire will surround Klal Yisrael. And these choymois and the walls of fire are also allusion to an eish dos lamay. The Torah is called fire. And these walls, the walls of Yerushalayim, which have a lot of symbolism, were breached on the ninth day of Tammuz. It's not something to be ignored, that not a coincidence that those two things come together. So the question then is, why then are we observing? Why then are we observing the third part of this stage of the breach? I want to clarify something very important. Let's clarify a little more detail. We mentioned there are four stages to the Churban. The truth is there are really five stages. Stage number one was the 10th day of Teves, when Yerushalayim was put under siege. Stage number two is when the walls were breached, and that seemingly took place on the ninth day of Tammuz. Stage number three is when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. When was it destroyed? The 10th day of Av, not the 9th. The 10th day of Av. Stage number four. What? Av, the 10th day. The 10th day of Av, not the 9th day. The fire started in the late afternoon. When everyone is getting ready to go to shul, to get ready for Maariv so you can break your fast, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was first ignited. And it burnt primarily through the night of the 10th until Chatzos, until midday on day number 10. So if you really want to give folks on the real dates, the real dates is the 10th day of Teves, the 9th day of Tammuz, the 10th day of Av, and when was Gedaliah ben Achikam assassinated? Let's be very different opinions. Some say on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day,
right.
The first day of Tishrei. So we're everything now, there's another day, and then there's stage number five, which we don't even observe altogether, and that is the fifth day of the following Teves. That was a very tragic day. That was the day when the messengers arrived in Bavel to inform the She'eris HaPleita, there's no one left on the world but you. Yerushalayim is Harav, there's nothing left. Yerushalayim has been destroyed. All of the survivors who were given permission to live and occupy Eretz Yisrael left. They left because their governor Gedaliah was assassinated by a rival that created a panic, and everyone fled. And there's nothing left. You're the only people that Klal Yisrael has. You, the She'eris HaPleita, are living in Bavel. And that was a day of extreme grief. Five stages. The 10th day of Teves, the 9th day of Tammuz, the 10th day of Av, the first day of Tishrei, and then the 5th day of Teves. Five stages. So we don't observe these days. We observe the 10th day, the beginning of the siege. We don't observe the 9th day. Instead, we observe the 17th day. Mm-hmm. We don't observe the 10th day. We observe the 9th day of Av. We don't observe the first day of Tishrei. We observe the 3rd day of Tishrei. Yeah. And we don't even observe altogether the 5th day of Teves. So we're all off. We're all messed up.
Can end up observing every single day. There's so many things happening.
Well, in this process, let's accept that these are major significant days.
Yeah.
They are. These are in hindsight is 2020. Looking back at the Churban Bayis Rishon and studying with intensity the sequence of events that led to this, it is accepted beyond a shadow of a doubt, these are pivotal moments in Jewish history. And by the way, this was not over a 1 year period. There's a break between, I always wanted to promote the idea, no one won't accept it, that we should have the cycle of Avelos over a 3.5 year process. In other words, we should observe Asar B'Teves. And then, 3 years later, there's no Shavas B'Tavos, there's no Tisha B'Av, we observe, there was a siege for 3 years, 2.5 years. So we have Asara B'Teves, okay? There's no Shavas B'Tammuz, there's no Tisha B'Av, there's no Tzom Gedaliah that year and the next year. And there's no Asara B'Teves the next year. And you do that 2 years. And then on the 3rd year, we have Shavas B'Tammuz, and we have Tisha B'Av, and then we'll have Tzom Gedalia, and then we'll observe the fifth. We'll change, we'll do like the same way it happened over 3.5 years. We should observe it. No. That's crazy nonsense. We do it every year. We take those 5 days. We take those 5 days, and the 4 days really, and we just do it. We do it according to the calendar, even though it's an accelerated process. From the siege until the breaching of the walls was not 5.5 months. It was 2.5 years. But we observed the date, so we basically accelerated as if it happened very quickly. We condensed time. We observed the siege, and then we take 2.5 years and we squeeze it into five and a half months. And then we have Tisha B'Av, and we don't do it on the right day, we do it early. We're makdimit a day earlier. And then Tzom Gedalia, we don't do it. Rosh Hashanah, we're busy in shul blowing shofar. We're not interested in focusing on Gedalia. We wait until the third day when Rosh Hashanah is over. And then when it comes the fifth day of Teves, whoever heard of the fifth day of Teves? What happened on that day? I never heard what happened on that day. You know, the Siyum HaShas in MetLife, no, I'm very disappointed. If they wouldn't let me talk, my fascinating arrogance. Siyum HaShas, that should have been a major topic to talk about. In MetLife, the Siyum HaShas was on the fourth day of Teves, and it went into the night with Ma'ariv. There were Mesayim, and to focus on Jewish history, do you know what this moment is? This was the saddest day in Jewish history. When they daven Ma'ariv, at MetLife, when 90,000 people daven Ma'ariv, like 5 years, 4 years ago, when they were davening Ma'ariv, that was the saddest day in Jewish history. That was the day when the messengers arrived in Bavel and told the people, guess what? There's nothing left but you. And there was no expectation that Klal Yisrael could possibly survive. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Yerushalayim, there's no one in the land. They fled. They've abandoned the land. It's now going to be.
Yavne
around? What?
Yavne.
No. Yavne? That was our second, right? That was our second. There was nothing. All Klal Yisrael has left are you guys. Bavel. Talmud Bavli. Bavel. And here, 3,000 years later, Klal Yisrael is celebrating the Talmud Bavli? This would have been a drasha out of the ballpark home in drasha for someone to make. So chaval, no one made this point. It's mind-boggling how Bahashkocha Pratis, the Siyum HaShas, was the Messiah Talmud Bavli on the date when the messengers reached the She'eris HaPleita in Bavel to tell them, Klal Yisrael has nothing left but you. You people, that's all we got. And they made the Talmud Bavli. I mean, not at this generation, yet. Fast forward 1,000 years later, go 1,000 years later. Those people, they never went away. They stayed there during the Bayi Sheni also, they stayed there. All right, but no one made that point, but we made that point at least over here. And so it's very interesting when you look at the bias we've shown, we're not with the program. We're not doing things right. We're not observing the cycle, the ninth day of Teves, of Tammuz. We're not observing the 10th day of Av. We're not observing Tzom Gedalia when it should be observed. We should fast in Rosh Hashanah. Why not fast in Rosh Hashanah? If it's such an important event, we're of the Haaretz, the Tzvei Didim in Tisha B'Av, in the Beit HaMikdash, it's very important, another Yisrael. There's the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and there's the Churban of the land. The key, if you notice the kinois, there are two parts to the kinois. On Tisha B'Av, there's the part of the kinois until the tzioins. When you hear by kinois, they start saying, tzioin, tzioin, oh, you know it's almost over. I remember when I was in camp, right, a little kid, when you start hearing them say tzioin, that's the latter part of the kinois. You know, okay, just hold out a few more minutes until we are out of here. Because that's the end. The kinois are broken up into two parts. The first chunk of kinois, be'etzem, are kinois reflecting upon the churban beis hamikdash. The second section of the Kinois reflects upon the Churban Ha'aretz. The land was destroyed. The land was empty. Two completely different elements wrapped up into Tisha B'Av. And Tzom Gedaliah is really an emphasis of the Churban Ha'aretz. Because even after the Churban, there were people that were allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael until Gedaliah was assassinated, and no one ever heard of the fifth pivotal event, and that is the fifth day of Teves, which we don't observe for some strange reason. We don't observe that. Okay, now.
It's not a strange reason. The Navi talks about
four. So there's a machloikus. What is the four? When it says Teves, is Teves referring to the siege, the very beginning, or is the Tsoim Ho'asiri referring to the day when the messengers arrived and told the people? So everything else in Halacha, so machloikis, let's be machmir. We'll do both. It's a machloikis, you do both. When you don't know, don't you have a million things in Halacha? Yeah. Is a Halacha like Rashi or Beinu Tam? Tfilin. I wear Beinu Tam. Or Beinu Tam Tfilin. I wear Rashi. So ask the guy, the next time you see someone wearing Beinu Tam Tfilin, ask him, do you fast on the fifth day? The fifth day of Teves? Because it's a machloikis in the Gemara. It says the Tzoyim Ho'asiri. What is the Tzoyim Ho'asiri? Is it Asara B'teves? This tenth is the Asiri means the tenth month. The tenth month is Teves. It does not specify the day in the month. So
we have a Mesorah that is Asara B'teves.
So we have a Mesorah to a Rashi Tzilin. We have a Mesorah to a Rabbeinu Tam Tzilin.
Yeah, but so, Teves is the Asara B'teves.
It doesn't say 10. It says you're supposed to fast in the 10th month. Which day in the 10th month? Do you fast on the 5th day of the 10th month? Or do you fast on the 10th day of the 10th month?
So for 2,000 years we've been fasting on the Asara B'Teves.
So for 2,000 years there have been people that have been wearing tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So how come they were never makabel to fast 2 days? To cover all ground. So Mayor Appeldorf is going to do an investigation. He's going to ask all the people of Beinu Tam Tfilin to find out the answer to that question. We don't do it. So, but we everything we don't do. We don't do the Tzaymoa. We don't do the fifth day. We don't fast when we really should fast on the 10th day of Av. We don't fast on the 9th day of Tammuz. What's going on? The only day that we really do right, think about it, the only thing that we really do right is Asar B'Teves. Everything else we're doing wrong.
Don't we say that we fast on Tisha B'Av because that's when the beginning of the birth?
Aschalto de Paranusa.
Yes.
That's an answer. The question is better than the answer. That's an excellent answer to a question. But we're not looking for questions. We want to be glatt. Beis Yosef glatt. We don't want to go to a rav that paskin is a sircha, not a sircha. We're looking to excel, to be perfect. The only thing that we do correctly today, when we focus on the Bayis Rishon, without no shyness, you don't need to go to the rabbi and say, Rabbi, what are you doing, Rabbi? What's going on over here? When it comes to Shavas Tamuz, you open up, go to the rabbi, open up a Sefer Yirmiyah, and show, Rabbi, it says here that the walls were breached on the 9th day of Tammuz. Today is the 7th. Today is the 18th day of Tammuz. Why are we fasting today? Oh, I got to explain to you. Blah, 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 blah. Give you a whole long answer to the question. Rabbi, I'm not so sophisticated. It says here the 9th, not the 18th day. What's going on here? Okay, you have to be sophisticated to get an answer. When did Gedaliah? When was he executed? It's not so simple. The Pashto says he was executed on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. Why don't we fast Aleph Tishrei? Why don't we fast? We save a lot of money. Rosh Hashanah is a very expensive holiday. Why don't we fast Aleph Tishrei? It's Rosh Hashanah, you know, Yom Tif. The Churban Ha'aretz. What could be, are you a Zionist? We're in a young Israel here. You know, are you a religious Zionist? What's going on over here? You should fast Al Mo'av the Ha'aretz. The Aleph Tishrei. This is the biggest churban that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. Lech lecha me'aretzcha me'ladcha be'savicha Avraham Avinu. Okay, and Tisha B'Av, when did the Beis HaMikdash burn? Let's be realistic. The fire department only showed up on the 10th day. They ignited it at the very end of the day for a few minutes. It takes at least 10 minutes for the fire department to arrive. And what about the worst day of the year, which is the way you read the Psukim in Yirmiyah, and you walk away, whoo-hoo. This is mamish the pits, the worst. The fifth day of Teves is really the worst day in Jewish history. The worst day of Jewish history. It was a day of despair and yeyosh. There's nothing worse in life than giving up. When the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, they weren't giving up. They were fighting. No one gave up. They fought until they died. It was a day of heroism. It was a day of martyrdom. It was a glorious day in one respect. Think about it. It was a glorious day. It was a glorious day. They acknowledged they did terrible averus. They threw the keys to Shemayim. A yad came and took the keys, and they died al kiddush Hashem. There was a glory to the Chorban. But there was no glory on the ninth day, on the fifth day of Teves.
Did it really take 5 months to go from Yerushalayim to?
Yet it seems that the government. You know, they're in control. The government, they control your every move. No? They tell you lockdown? You lock down. They tell you what to do. We know the government, they tell you what to do. You follow orders.
Really?
You follow orders. We don't want any uprising. We don't want any people. We'll cancel all of your accounts. In Canada, you protest, they froze your bank accounts. No joke. Canada, they shut down, they froze anyone, any license plate, that vehicle that protested the government, their bank accounts were frozen. It's a fact. That's why within the next 2 weeks, 20% of Canada's wealth was removed to American banks and other banks all over the world. Because when the people in Canada saw that if they don't like you, they shut down your bank account, every yuckle took their money, and they removed the money from the Canadian bank, and put the money in an American bank or another bank, and 20% of Canada's wealth was removed from Canada, and they told the Prime Minister, if you continue with this foolish policy another week, Canada won't have a penny. The money is leaving the country because people have no faith in the government. That if you don't like them, they'll take. The government has control. They did not, they put up sentries, they were not able to travel from Yerushalayim to Babel for 5 months. They were incredibly powerful authority, power. And that's what it says. So it's an amazing thing, getting back on our topic, it's an amazing thing that we have 5 days, and the only real day that we commemorate is the first of the process. And the last day, which was the worst, despair, don't even talk about it. Say for Yirmiyah, you put all the way on the top of the shelf, and no one can even reach it. You need a ladder to get that book, because we don't even know what it says there. It's too depressing. It talks about Avodah Zarah and death and this and that, and despair, don't talk about it. No despair. There's something to that. It's a revelation of the fact that every single thing that we do in this process is off, is a revelation. I mean, there's an idea, a revelation that Chazal be'etzem don't want us to focus on it. Chazal do not want us to focus on defeat. We commemorate. It's not easy to fast on Tisha B'Av. It's painful. It's not easy Shavuos b'Tammuz. Asar b'Teves is probably the hardest fast after Rosh Hashanah. You wake up in the morning, you wake up in the morning after Rosh Hashanah. Are you joking? Today is the fast day? What? after 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, an intense workout in many, many dimensions, and then you wake up, what? Today is a fast day? You gotta be kidding. Gotta get up early, the slichos, early davening, it's a long day, it's hot. What? Can you give us like a break, 1 day, to get back into the rhythm, and then we'll fast? You gotta be joking. It's not easy, but in halacha, it's not accurate. And I want to suggest, by design, it's not accurate, because Chazal were very clever. That's not what Judaism is about. It's not ideal to glorify defeat. You don't glorify defeat. It is what to learn from it, is what to grow from it, and is what to accept. But don't get too carried away. It's Shabbat. This year, it's even more. This year, it's like a double dose, because even the B'dieved days, which are off, 17 is not the real day, it's the ninth day. So why are we doing on day 17 without? We'll discuss that for
isn't
a few
minutes. 17th day from the second base Hamikdash.
Right. So the second base Hamikdash is not. I'm working now with an assumption. I should have explained better. I'm now working with an assumption, which is a valid assumption, because it's not my idea. Because it says this in all the holy books, is the Ikur Chorban is the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni was never even meant to be a replacement. The Bayis Sheni was like a big shul. It was a Beis Hamikdash, Min Korbanos. It wasn't l'chatchila meant to be. This is going to be the Midrash. The Iker Chorban was the Chorban Bayis Rishon. Let's work with that assumption. You want to challenge it? I accept. You can challenge it.
The first Beis Hamikdash was. Even 70 years later, the second base Mikdash was destroyed. The second base Mikdash was destroyed, and it's 2,000 years and it hasn't been replaced.
That's one way of looking at it. That's one way. There's another way of looking at it. Is that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed, and it's been 2,500 years that the Bayis Rishon was not rebuilt. The Bayis Sheni was lacking essential qualities of what was necessary. You know the most essential quality was lacking in the Bayis Sheni? The people. The people that never came back. It's not the building that makes the nation, it's the people. Most people never returned. They stayed in Bavel. Only 5% of the Jewish population returned to build the Bayis Sheni. 5%. How many people, when the law of return was enacted, 1948, State of Israel, what percentage of the Jewish people living at that time took advantage of the law of return and came back to the state of Israel? 5%. History repeats itself. 5%. The Bayis Sheni, do the numbers in the Pesukim. 5% of the Jewish population. You cannot have a Beis Hamikdash if you don't have people who appreciate what it is, what it's all about.
Weren't there millions of Jews who were...
No, they weren't.
Destruction of the second base Mikdash.
No, 4 million Jews were killed by a Sheni.
Yeah.
4 million, how many survivors were there? It's not known how many by a Sheni.
But the land
was full
of Jews at that time.
A lot of things are not known. There's no way of knowing anything basically. But in the Bayis Rishon, we have numbers. It says here in the Pesukim, in Yirmiyah, the numbers. And there were punishments. Ezra punished people. He punished the Levim. The Levim lost Ma'aser Rishon. That's a pretty serious punishment to go against what it says in the Torah, because they don't want to come back. We're not coming back. We're not interested. And it was an attitude. We're done. So you cannot have a Beis Hamikdash if you don't have people. You cannot have a school if you don't have students. You don't have a shul. You don't have people. You can go build the most beautiful shul. Spend $20 million to go build a magnificent shul. And you stand on the street corner. Oh, Shachris, Mincha. Oh, you're number 8. Where is the shul? That building looks like an airport. Magnificent building, $20 million. Who would you build a $20 million building for if you have to stand on the street corner and beg people to come in for a minyan and mincha? Well, that's really what the Beis Hamikdash was all about. They rebuilt the Beis Hamidrash, enormous expense, enormous Mesiras Nefesh, and Ezra is begging, is there a Levi? Maybe someone be a Levi can come say Shira to play the violin? Can someone, we're looking for a Levi, anyone want to come? Anyone? No takers. What a disgrace. You call that a Beis Hamidrash? Okay, ultimately things got better. Things got better, got worse, got better. Let's work with the premise, and this Nam idea is that the Ikur Churban that we commemorate during the Bein HaMitzarim, or really the whole year round, the five-part process, is the Churban Bayis Rishon. And now we take note that every step of the five steps of what happened in the process are highly inaccurate, with the exception of the siege. And everything else is nishtahi nishtaher, and we have to make excuses. And there are other reasons. We know we can embellish it with the Bayis Sheni, as we'll talk about that. But my hi, what's going on? And the answer is very obvious. Chazal, if they wanted to, they would make the 5 days fast days. And they would say fast on Shabbos, fast on Rosh Hashanah. They could do it. There's plenty of leeway in halacha to get it to work. There's plenty. You can quote 100 Mamari Chazal why you should fast on the first day Rosh Hashanah. I guarantee you, the Lamdonim of the Dar can show you in Halacha, this has to be done. Shabbos, you have to fast. First day Rosh Hashanah, Gedalia was assassinated. It was a horrific day for the Jewish people to abandon the land. Abmamish abandoned the land. Yirmiyah told them, don't worry. He was assassinated. Nebuchadnezzar is not going to hold you accountable. He'll make a replacement. Don't worry. Stay put. No, Yirmiyah, you don't understand politics. You don't understand the way the world works. You don't understand. Don't. The science. Follow the science. You don't know what you're talking about. We're out of here. They went to Egypt. And what happened? They were all slaughtered. He chased after, Nebuchadnezzar chased after every last person. Amuchol, it was like January 6th.
What about it?
That's what it was like when Nebuchadnezzar came to Egypt. He no stone unturned. He chased down every last Jew in Egypt who abandoned, who ran away. Yirmiyahu told them, don't leave. Stay put right here. No one's coming to get you. Stay put. They abandoned the land. And because they abandoned the land, we never got it back. They're still saying today that we're occupiers and it's their land. Could you imagine had we never left? It would have been a different world. It totally weakened weakened.
How can we explain if...
We have to go for that. So here's our idea. Idea is, Chazal are teaching us to be in the proper frame of mind when it comes to the Churban. And the proper frame of mind is, the only thing that you should focus on is, you're under attack. But no one has touched you. When the siege began, we're in trouble. Outside, there's an army. There's an enemy that is surrounding the city. There's an enemy. We can't go in. I mean, no one can come in, we can go out. Okay, on the first day of the siege, Asar B'Teves, do you have what to eat? Yeah. Could you daven? Is anyone preventing you from going to davening? Yeah. Can you learn a Daf Gemara? Can you daven? Yeah. There are problems. There's a siege. Stay the course. Do teshuvah. If there's a siege, there's a reason why there's a siege. Hashem is telling you, wake up! When the siege began, no one suffered anything. And in fact, Shavuot B'Tammuz, 2.5 years later, on the ninth day of Tammuz, they were packing up and leaving. They were, everything, the cargo planes were shipping out. They gave up. They literally, it says in the Gemara, the details, they literally gave up. And then, I forgot the whole Gemara, there was something happened where where I don't remember details, where he tried to break the wall and miraculously the wall broke. This, because why? Only because we did not do teshuvah. So Hashem then let the battle begin. And then people began to die. And then it took 3 weeks, practically even more, a month, 30 days, a battle to save the Beis HaMikdash. It took them a month to cover the amount of territory that it literally takes less than 5 minutes to walk. If they show you in the old city where the walls of the walls you see today in the old city, in Yerushalayim, how long does it take to walk from the walls of the walls of Yerushalayim today to the Kotel HaMaravi? 5 minutes. No, less than 20 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You go with you get the bus by the Kotel Plaza outside where the buses go. So you go a little further. There are the walls right there. Walk from that entrance to the Kotel HaMaravi. 5 minutes. Yeah. 7 minutes. 8 minutes. Not even. 8 minutes. Okay, and then I don't know, on the other side, you have to go see the walls. Those are further. Okay, those walls are a little bit further. But guess what? Those are not even the original walls. Those are not even the original walls. They know where the original walls are. They found them. Not even so long ago, they found them. They can show you where the walls of the Bayis region once stood. And they're much closer. Shocking how small Yerushalayim really was.
Right.
It was a teeny little city. The old city now is a teeny city, relatively speaking. And that's already big compared to the walls of the old city in the Bayis region. So how long does it take to walk from the walls of the Bayis of the Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash? 5 minutes. Nebuchadnezzar's men, it took them a month to walk those 5 minutes because there was a war. They were fighting hand in hand, a war. That's how much they defended the Beis HaMikdash. They defended Yerushalayim. They gave up their lives for Yerushalayim. But we don't commemorate that element with accuracy. By design, because that's not the ikar. Defeat is not, the ikar is due to teshuva. Hashem is always sending messages. This is not right. Correct your behavior before it's too late. That we commemorate with the utmost accuracy. The 10th day of Teves. The siege began. We are in a lot of trouble. But so far, we're okay. They survived for 2.5 years. And Chazal seemed to indicate they could have survived a lot longer. And Nebuchadnezzar basically gave up. They were packing up to leave. They already left here for them. It's only because we refused to take the Musa. We have no one to blame but ourselves. And that's why worse and worse and worse until the ultimate churban, which was really the fifth day of Teves, where Klal Yisrael came to the realization that it's over. It wasn't, we were so brainwashed today. Big deal. We're in Gaulis for 2,000 years. Big deal, right? The Goyim don't understand. Why are you guys still around? We have a shul here. We have a barbecue here, a kumzitz here. Tonight you go to a shuvah dinner with Meir and have some good shalom. You going tonight to shuvah?
It was last night.
Oh, last night, okay. Okay, Jews, they know how to survive. They survive. But it's a miracle that we're here, there's no question. But in those days, if you don't have a homeland and you're subject to the good graces of your host country, you don't got a chance. You don't have a chance to survive a day. Not a day. It wasn't America. Okay? America, with all the Meshugasim that are going on, it's still a Medina, a Malcha Shel Chesed. Okay? After everything is said and done, people, the government still provides. They provide like never before. So all the Meshugasim, all the conspiracy theories and all the things that poison my mind, you don't waste your time on this. The bottom line is, America, you wake up today, it's a country, it's safe, secure, you have what to eat, what to drink. Is air conditioning here? Pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad. Not bad. Watch out! Rechol, you gotta watch out! But not bad. It wasn't like that those days. You're done. And they came to the realization, the world is over. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Chazal say, don't go there. Forget it. Don't focus on it. Forget it. That's not what I want from you. To commemorate defeat, despair. The Beis Hamidrash was this, Tzom Gedalia? What are you doing on Tzom Gedalia? When Gedalia was assassinated and the Jews were abandoning the land, what are you doing? It's a kumzitz today. It's a concert. Every shul today became a concert in Russia. You're going to a concert. You have a chazan, a little nusach, and a nice lebedik and nigunim, tekiya gedoyla. You know, does anyone know on Rosh Hashanah what happened today on Rosh Hashanah? Does anyone know what happened to Chorbetay? Who was thinking about it? Tisha B'Av, it's not the day. It's the wrong, you got the wrong day. Tisha B'Av, there was still a Beis HaMikdash on the day. On the ninth day, the Mikdash was ignited the very last moments. When Shul, the davening Ma'ariv early, no one davenes Ma'ariv Bizman, Tisha B'Av night. You want to finish the Ma'ariv and give people enough time to get home, so the time they walk in the front door, now they can eat, you don't want to waste a second. So when you're saying V'hu Rachum in Shul, that's when the Mikdash was first burnt. They first lit the match. So what are you doing? It's by design. Aschal de Paranusa, these are all very nice expressions to explain the legitimacy of why it's acceptable to do this, but the question is better than the answer. And what the goal is, don't dwell on defeat. Dwell on the Musar of Hashem. And the Musar of Hashem was the beginning. The real Aschalta, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. That's the Iker. It's you have to be in the right frame of mind. And this year we get a bonus of this idea, because even the B'diyevet, Shavuos B'Tammuz, which is the wrong date, by the way, because it really should be, Hashlus is day 9. So we find an excuse to make it day 17, which I will give 10 reasons why we make it day 17, v'chulu v'chulu. Guess what? This year we don't even do that. This year it's bottle. You have a lot of leniencies this year because it's not, it's nidcha. It's a nidcha of a nidcha almost. So therefore, this year, if you're making a bris, you can eat. For real. When Shavuos B'Tammuz comes out during the weekday, and so the minichal yishol, the avi haben, the sandik, you don't eat. You know, even though you really could eat, you could, you don't. But if it's this year, Sunday, I believe you're allowed to eat. The avi haben lechatchila can eat. If Shavuos B'Tammuz was during the weekday, even though technically he can eat, it's accepted to be the minute that he doesn't eat. But when it's a nidcha, forget it. It's over. So this year, Hashem is speaking to us. Don't focus on defeat. Focus on the Musar of Hashem. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Kim Liyire Oysay. And that's a Musa Haskell for everything in life. Everything in life, always faced with challenges. Always defeat. I don't know about you, but people lie and all, you know, life is rough. It's not easy. It's always defeat. Don't focus on defeat. You just move forward and take what happened as Musar of Hashem is Taveya. Hashem wants, but it's never over. We don't fast, period, on the last of the 5 days. Period. And the other days, it's very weak. Okay, this is one yisoid I wanted to say over in 5 minutes, and it took me how long to say what I wanted to say in 5 minutes? It took 43 minutes. Okay, let's now talk another yisoid. What do we actually do in Shavuos B'Tammuz? We do fast. What's the answer? Well, why taka do we fast? If it's taka true that the primary focus is the bayis rishon, there are 5 steps, and it says in Sefer Yirmiyah, Sefer Yirmiyah, that it really happened on day 9. So what are we doing on day 17? Okay, so let's go through some of these sodas. Number 2. So the answer is, who says that we're fasting? We're observing all of these days for the bayis rishon. We're focusing on the bayis sheni. So therefore, when it comes to the breaching of the walls, we know as a fact, undisputed fact, that the walls of the bayis are bechisha. We talk to know this. It is like, how do we know this? Tradition. There's an encyclopedia. It says this on Google. How do they know? What is it? Wikipedia? How do you know the walls were breached on day 17? Who says? Mechatesa of the bayis sheni. Doesn't say this happened in modern times, relatively speaking. You know, this is after. There's no nach. There's no. What does it say? It the bayis sheni. The bayis sheni is a tradition. Tradition. There's no records. The Gemara is the record. I mean, the Gemara is the record. But the Gemara is recording a tradition. The Gemara was written 500 years. The Chasimus HaTalmud was 500 years after the Churban. Is it in the Mishnah? There's no Mishnah in Shavas HaTalmud. There's no Mishnah. No Mishnah. It's in the Gemara. Shavas HaTalmud. The Gemara was 500 years after the Churban made by Yisrushin. Messiah. That's why we fast on the 17th. That's one answer. Another answer, the very fascinating answer, this is what it says in the Yerushalmi, and this is a world of commentary to understand the depth of what this means. Yerushalmi says the emes is the Beis Hamikdash, the Bayis Rishon, the walls were breached, the Bayis Rishon on the 17th day of Tammuz. So why then does it say in Sefer Yirmiyah that it was on the 9th day of Tammuz? So the words of the Gemara are very interesting. Never focused on this until now. The words are, look at that, I lost the place here. Kilkol Cheshvoinais. We never discussed this term. This term this year, it comes out. The words of the Gemara are Kilkol Cheshvoinais. Now what does that mean? Hayu ba Kilkol Cheshvoinais. Hayu Sham. This is what it says in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, really it was day 17. They lost track of time. They made a mistake. It is an error. Shocking thing for the Yerushalmi to say. That what it says, a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, a record to record a date, and they put in writing the 9th day of Tammuz, it's an error. That is such a shocking thing to say. Once you say one thing is an error, maybe that's an error. Maybe this is an error. Once there's already an opening, there's an error, that's where all the Churban starts. That's your weakest link. Yet it says in the Yerushalmi, shocking, shocking thing, it was a mistake. It crept into Yirmiyah the wrong date because they were starving. They were starving to death.
That was the expression, the fog of war.
The fog of war.
Look at
you know why it's so shocking? Because in the Holocaust, it was no worse, no less, and yet they knew the dates.
Don't believe the
person. In the Holocaust, you hear the stories about they blew shofar in Rosh Hashanah, they had matzah, and they did this and they did that, whether it was right or wrong. Not so poshut, but you're allowed to go blow shofar. In the barracks, in Auschwitz, put everyone else in danger. That's what Pasha. But they did it. In the stories that we read about. And they make maps and the how do they know? They were there for some of them for years. I mean, not years, but they were there hoping that the whole Holocaust was 6 years. And the end was extremely intense. It's very intense. How many is Auschwitz in operation? And maybe, no?
It started early because it was a barracks.
But it wasn't an operation until much later.
No.
So only two, three years. 2 years.
No, it was definitely 41.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not. But it wasn't in full operation. But the full thrust.
Didn't start extermination.
Until much later, until towards the end, towards more past 3 years, less than 3 years.
But when they started losing the war, they ramped up the.
Ran out of bullets. Killing. They used to kill the Jews one bullet at a time. They realized that wasn't efficient. There's a lot on this stuff. It's horrible.
Horrific
things. But in any event, they kept Cheshbon. So why was the siege? It's a shocking thing to say that due to the intensity of the tragedy of the situation, they lost track of time and they thought that it was the 9th day of Tammuz when it was really the 17th day of Tammuz. This is what it says in the Yerushalmi. Obviously, there's a lot of Musar in this. In this idea, and especially in the expression, Chazal could have expressed this idea in many different terms, but they chose to express it with the term Kilkul Chishbonos. Kilkul Chishbonos. Was it 40? So it was not for 5 years, a long time, but I don't think it was in full operation, right, with intensity until later. Where? Kilkul Chishbonos. It would appear that this term was chosen, was coined by Chazal to express not just the date, but more significantly to express the problem. Why was there a Churban Bayis Rishon? So everyone knows. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shlichas Damim. When you learn the Navi says, Al Mo'ov the Haaretz, Shloi Berach, Al Azavtem Es Torasi, Chazal, Shloi Berachoi Batarah Techila. The Gemara goes on to give another 11 reasons. You have a lot of different reasons. 11 different reasons. Then you have the Navi. Shloi Berachoi Batarah Techila. You abandon the Torah. Then you have Chazal. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shlichas Damim. What is it? What is it? I mean, make up your mind. If the Navi says they abandoned the Torah, they abandoned the Torah. What does that mean? Chazal says, Shlaberech HaBatara Tchila. What does that mean? Why did we have another Maimon Chazal that says the reason why it was Harbach? Why the Zara, Gilya, Rayashvi, Chastamim? I thought the Navi said it because they abandoned the Torah. How does that work together? Why does the Gemara compelled to give 11 reasons? I think that's the Bayis Rishon, not the Bayis Rishon, right? That's the Bayis Rishon? I think it's the Bayis Rishon, the Psukim. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara gives 11 reasons why. Why do you feel compelled? You don't have enough? Obviously, there are many, many dimensions. Many dimensions to appreciate why the Churban happened. I'm suggesting that this term, Kilkul Chishbonos, is the term which is koilel them all. Kilkul Chishbonos, what does it mean? You lost track of your priorities. In life, you're always calculating. If I do this, then I can't do this. I do this. Life is just a game. It's a game of Monopoly. It's just a game. And in the game, you have to strategize. Who should I marry? Where should I live? Where should I send my kids to yeshiva? What are the consequences of doing this and doing this? Life is all about making a cheshbon. Limtsoi cheshbon. And the cheshbonos you make in life have to be calibrated based on your values. What are your values? Torah, Yir Shamayim. When your values, your morals are damaged, that's called kilkul. Then your cheshbonos are all off. And then everything collapses. The Churban Bayis Rishon, the walls were breached on Shavuos Tammuz when the Churban really began. That's when the people started dying. They were probably dying before from starvation also, but that's when the mass death began. That's when the mass Churban began. The war began, physically. And that's when it was the beginning of the real end. The term is, there's a problem in society. And the problem in society is, people do not have their priorities in order. And the term for not having priorities in order is called Kilkul Chishbonos. Chishbonos. You don't know how to strategize because you don't know what's important. You don't know what's important. If you know what's important, then you'll know how to strategize. And that is expressed in one dimension of the date. The date, they're totally off the date. Today is the 9th day of Tammuz. No, it's not. It's the 70th day of Tammuz. How did you reach this calculation that today is the 9th day of Tammuz when today is the 70th day of Tammuz? Because once your sense of calculation is off, even the most elementary 1, 2, 3 is off. The most elementary calculation you make is dates, time, calendar. It's such a disgrace. Chazal say that who is the leader in calculations? Klal Yisrael. Ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ho'amim. The only one who knows how to calculate time, to know the soit ho'ibur, the most complex mathematical calculations of time, theory of relativity. It's a Jew, Einstein. He was even Shomer Shabbos for a very short period in his life. When he was 11 years old, Einstein was Shomer Shabbos for a short period of time. Jews know how to make calculations. And when your sense of value is off, everything is off. Yeah?
I forgot who it was when they asked him, when he was so impressed with him, they asked him, what do you want? So he made a request for three things. So Chazal said, so they asked, why did he ask? Let them give us one more chance. But so there's a special lashon over there. Mamshad is that he was afraid to ask that.
To fast the mulay to fast.
The special that the Chazal, you know, that they are marsh.
Hey Shiv Chachmas Machor. Hashem took away their knowledge.
Oh, right. So I think that's very similar to what you're saying over here, right?
There's a lack of making calculations, and that happens when there's no Yir Shamayim, and it affects everyone.
No, I think when it's not like it's very boel, you know, he's very mixed up and everything.
It was the king, the leader. Is a representative of what's going on by the people. The people, they lost their bearings. They lost their bearings, and this was an expression. Okay, so Sachako, we will discuss two ideas today in total. We discussed the idea of the Bayis Rishon, the five pivotal moments, and we've tried to show that it's not accurate by design. And then this idea of Shavas Batamos really is a day, the accurate day when the Mikdash was destroyed, but there's a principle which is not just a literal principle, but it's a conceptual idea of life is about calculations to value cheshbonos. And when it's not in order, it's called the kilkul cheshbonos. Hayusham. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai.